But I want you to notice. So you have the tree of life that's in the midst of the garden, the Bible tells us. Midst of paradise, excuse me. But then in this particular verse, you see that there are multiple trees of life on either side of the river. You guys see that? Look down at your Bibles. It says, in the midst of the street of it, verse 2, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So there is a river that's coming forth from the throne of God and from the Lamb, because out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And on either side of this river, you have a tree of life that's bearing these fruits. Okay? Now, you say, well, what does that signify? What does that mean? Well, I believe that this is literal. I think this is literally going to happen. But I also believe it is symbolic of Christians. The trees of life that are on each side of the river are Christians. Why? Because the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. That's a stretch. Okay. And he shall be like a tree planted by the what? Rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Dang. Now you see it, huh? His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Because here's the thing, we all become almost like a tree of life because we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Okay? And I take this literally, so I believe those who delight in the law of God, right? And they make the law their meditation day and night, they're winning people to Christ, they're going to be reserved that right to be on either side of the river that comes forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And they're going to bear these fruits in their season each month, okay?